Hey there, it's Janie Porter, and this is She Just Glows, the podcast. I'm going to help you find joy and purpose in your life just as it is today. Not tomorrow, not when life is perfect, not when you win $1 million or your kids finally stop peeing on the seat, but right now. I'm a life coach, a writer, a wife, and a mom of four. And just like you, I spend my days fighting through the pressure to be thin, happy, and have the perfect house and the perfect life. But here's the thing, I've never found perfection. What I have found is that it's so much better to just be real. So grab a cup of coffee and join me like you would a girlfriend. We'll talk mom life, body image, letting go of the lie of perfection, and learning to thrive in the chaos of our world today. You've got your own life coach in your back pocket now. This is She Just Glows, the podcast. All right. Welcome to the 1 minute mindset that may be able to help you stop drinking and that certainly helped me stop drinking over 3 years ago. So I'm Janie. I'm a joy coach. I'm also alcohol free. I can be your alcohol free coach if you want, or your alcohol moderated coach. Maybe you're just curious about changing up your relationship with alcohol and looking at new things, trying something different. And why not? Right? I mean, if you're anything like me, you've probably woken up with a few horrible hangovers in your life and just said, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? It's a question I wrestled with for several years. And I just decided about 3 years ago, I'm over this. I woke up this one morning, March 28th, 2021, and I just said, F this life. Like, literally, why am I doing this to myself over and over and over? And I started She Just Glows about 10 or 12 years ago, sharing writings, essays really, about the tough stuff in motherhood, the real stuff, the stuff that you talk about with your friends, not just how beautiful it is. And while it is beautiful, it's also hard. It's also confusing. It's also hard to measure your success, right? Especially if you come from a high-powered, high-achiever type of career like I did and like many of my clients did. Decided to take a break from drinking about 3 years ago and started joy coaching. And so I coach women who are feeling stuck in their life. Some of them feel stuck by their love of alcohol, and I can completely relate to that and help you navigate that. And some of them, we don't talk about alcohol at all. We talk about other things in life. So it's all sort of what you want the coaching session to be. If you're interested in working with me one-on-one, I would love the opportunity to meet you. I offer a discovery call, which is like, listen, if you know anything about me by now, like, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to pester you, but a free discovery call can be such a good way to meet each other and to learn how I can support you and help you. And if that's something you're interested in, connect with me. Send me a DM online. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and even TikTok now at She Just Glows. So find me, connect with me, or you can even send me an email, Janie, J-A-N-I-E, at shejustglows.com. There's also a link to my website in the episode notes if you're interested in connecting. But let's connect. Let's talk about this whole drinking thing. And if anyone understands a love of alcohol, an identity that's rooted in being the fun girl and wondering how I can untangle myself from these frequent hangovers without losing that identity of the fun girl, the girl who can do it all, the girl who everyone depends on, the girl who everyone gives the hard jobs to because you're the finisher, you're the closer, the person who takes on a lot but makes it look really easy. And then at the end of the day, you have a moment for me. That's what I used to call it, a moment for me. And you just want to pour a strong drink and take the edge off of all the hats that you're wearing and all the heaviness that you're carrying. Girl, if that's you, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. So this is a 1 minute mindset that helped me stop drinking. And something I want to say really quickly before we get into this short episode is I want to let you know a little secret. And I didn't know this secret for several years, which is why I went back and forth with over drinking, loving drinking, having drinking be a part of my motherhood that made me fun at something that's not always fun. It made me pass the mom bar with flying colors. It was like my trophy at the end of the day that I still had something that was for me and I hadn't just completely become someone different now that I had children, right? So this little secret that I didn't know that I'm going to let you in on now is you don't have to pick one or the other, okay? You don't have to pick alcoholic. Ew. Ew, ew, ew. We hate that word here at She Just Glows. We absolutely hate that word. It's not a medical term, by the way. No one can diagnose you with being an alcoholic. You're an alcoholic if you decide you are. Other than that, there is no such thing. And some people may disagree with that, and that's okay. But that's the beauty of having your own podcast. I can just say what I want here because it's my take on things, right? You don't have to be an alcoholic or sober. Oh, another word I hate. I don't know why. But before I stopped drinking, the word sober made me think of someone who was so boring, who had just decided to do nothing fun in life ever again. I know this is just not really what being alcohol-free is, but this was my idea of what sober meant. It was basically like deciding to never have fun again. A sober person in my mind was someone who stayed home with like their five cats, had greasy gray hair, and like, I don't know, wore a sweater and was just cuddled up on a recliner drinking tea and being boring, whatever that meant. And if being boring is one of your big fears of taking a break from alcohol, oh boy, do I understand that. I have whole podcasts about that, whole podcast episodes. So you don't have to choose sober or alcoholic. You can just say, I don't like how drinking makes me feel and I'd like to try something different. What a concept. You don't have to pick one or the other. See, my big fear was that if I was going to change how I drank, which is something that I wrestled with for several years, and I talk more about that in episodes 2 and 3 of She Just Glows, the podcast. But I thought that if I was questioning this alcohol thing, that meant I had to quit. That meant I had to completely go to zero. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, you don't have to do that. It's probably a good place to start, and you probably know that. Take it out of your life for a little while. And then we're going to just re-educate your brain and create some new neural pathways in your brain that shift the way that you think about your drinking and yourself as someone who loves drinking. And that's what I'm all about here at She Just Glows, okay? So your journey with alcohol is yours. It's no one else's. So if someone else says you're an alcoholic, you can say, no, I'm not. This is my journey. You know, you can go kick rocks. It's just like when someone like critiques your parenting, right? Like it stings, but you're like, go F yourself. Like legitimately, like no one asked you. Okay. The same is true with your journey with drinking. And people have their opinions, but your journey is yours. If you decide that you don't like how you feel every other night when you overdrink after the kids go to bed and you pour that wine into your red solo cup and you sit there on the couch watching Netflix and the next thing you know, you've gone through a whole bottle and you're waking up in the morning with that sick stomach, the cotton mouth. Oh, I had the worst sour stomach on those mornings, which was like every other morning for me. Because I don't know about you, I'm someone who does things all the way. Okay, that's how I am. It's just what I do. Drinking is no different, right? If I'm gonna drink, I'm not trying to have one glass. I'm not. I'm trying to have a lot of glasses. I don't really do moderation very well, and maybe this resonates with you. episode 49 of this podcast, just a few episodes back, is your drinking isn't good or bad. It just is. I talk a lot more about that all or nothing mindset in that episode if you want to head back to it after this one. Episode 35 of this podcast, Being Social Without Alcohol 101. I'm walking you through every event, especially that first event, those first few events, when you feel like the spotlight of the world is going to be on you and someone's going to come up to you with a microphone and try to interview you about why you're not drinking tonight. You know those fears, how they play out in your brain. That's an episode you might want to listen to after this one. Episode 14, you drink because you have no outlet. Hello, moms. Yes, I see you. I'm one of you. I have four little kids. My drinking really picked up speed and intensity and quantity when my three boys were little savages they were. I watch home videos now and I'm like, I remember why I drank. Like, the grating of the nerves is a real thing when you have little kids, especially three little boys. And I just started drinking because that was the only thing I could do with the kids around to enjoy myself. And it grew into the only way I could have fun several years later. That's episode 14. Episode 25 is 6 things I wish I'd known before I stopped drinking. Episode 7 is the time I drove drunk with my kids. A very shameful memory for me. You might have them too. And if you've made mistakes when you're drinking, I just want you to know this. You're not alone. And you know what the best apology is to those who you've hurt or who you've put in danger when you were drinking? Change. The best apology is changed behavior. There's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than your kids going from calling White Claws mommy's beers, because they were, and I drank mango White Claws. I mean, I would make pyramids with my White Claws in one day. So it was fun till it wasn't. It was fun until it wasn't. But the best apology to my kids, which they don't know that they needed one because they were so little, the best apology is now them knowing that I don't drink alcohol and that whatever is in my cup, they can drink and not have to spit it out. Aside from that, though, I never share straws with my kids. I learned that lesson years ago when we were sick for like every holiday one year when my three boys were little. I used to share cups with them and food with them. I refuse to do any of that. If they drink out of my water cup, they get in trouble, and I will not drink out of it again until I've washed it with soap and hot water. But that's another story. So you don't have to be sober or alcoholic. You can actually just be a whole, complex, dynamic person who wants to try something different. It doesn't need to put a label on you. Don't put a label on you. Don't allow others to put a label on you. So this 1 minute mindset that helped me stop drinking is really powerful. And it occurred to me a few months into my break from alcohol. When it comes to alcohol, it's not I deserve it. It's I deserve better. When it comes to alcohol, you don't deserve that. You deserve better. You deserve better. So when it comes to alcohol, and I was the same way, this is a no shame zone, by the way. Like, I will never tell you because you drink, you're a bad person or alcohol is bad. Alcohol is just a chemical doing its job, which is to make you want more. And it does its job very well. And you know what helps that? Our culture. You know what helps that? Big alcohol money. Making moms believe that they need this. This is mommy juice, right? So I used to say, I deserve it. I've had a long day. My husband's traveling. My kids are little. There was broken glass in the house today, and they flushed the Superman underwear down the toilet again. I mean, I had my plumber on speed dial, obviously, and he would answer and say, "Hey, Janie, what'd they do today?" Legitimately. You know, it was a rough day, whatever that version is for you, okay? So I would sit down. They're all in bed or they're in the bath. I'd say, okay, now it's me time. I deserve this. I deserve this. And you do deserve a break. You do deserve relief. You do deserve a moment for you, 1,000%. But when I was saying I deserve it and pouring a glass of Tito's, not a glass, a tumbler, a large Yeti tumbler of Tito's, a few inches of Tito's, ice, coconut LaCroix, and a fresh grapefruit squeezed in the juice, I would pour that and say, I deserve this. But if you think about it, what was I really saying? When you say I deserve it with alcohol, I deserve what? I deserve what? To take the edge off for the first 10 or 20 minutes max, you will never feel better than those first 10 to 20 minutes, that first whatever gets you to that buzz, that 10 to 20 minute buzz. You will never get back to feeling that great for the rest of the night, but you will chase it. If you're anything like me, at least, you will chase that feeling for the rest of the night. You will never get there. You will just get more off. You're not going to feel any better, but you're going to get more out of it, right? And I would just chase it until I fell asleep / passed out, right? So I deserve what? Sitting and buzzing out on the couch while my kids are in bed. Okay, I can understand that. I did this for so many years, so of course I can understand that. But I can wrap my brain around wanting to take the edge off. But then what? If it only ended there, right? The alcohol journey doesn't end when you fall asleep. If only. No. No, no, no. If you fall right asleep, you wake up at 2 a.m, your heart is racing so fast, it's like, am I having a heart attack? Your body is sweating out the alcohol or sweating out like whatever you ate after you were drinking that you don't normally eat. Your stomach is rumbling. You can feel that red wine just storming around your stomach like a storm on the ocean, just sloshing around. Ew. Cotton mouth, so bad that you like need to get up and get water, and then you stand up and oh shit, damn, my head hurts. Your vision's blurry. You stumble down to the kitchen to get that glass of water. You can taste the alcohol on your tongue still, but it's like bitter. And while that water cup's filling up, you're thinking, what did I do last? Who? My husband's traveling. Who put the kids to bed? You go check their beds, holding your head as you walk to each bedroom. Okay, they're all there. I don't even know what happened at the end of the night. I don't know what time we went to bed. I am the worst mother in the world. Okay, I'm going to try to go back to bed. So you head back up to your bedroom and you go to sleep. And the day starts. The kids have all the energy in the world. They're ready to go. You have places to be. You have preschool drop-off. You have school drop-off. Maybe you just have teenagers. You need to at least get out the door, feed them some breakfast. And you're struggling. Your patience is low because you feel like ass. You can't even drink coffee because it's going to annihilate your already really upset, sour stomach. You want to eat something carby, but not yet. It's too early. I'd always pop in a cauliflower pizza at like 10:30 or 11, and it would like bring me out of feeling like absolute ass. And then around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, it's like, okay, I'm feeling stressed again. I don't want to feel this way again tomorrow, but I won't. I'll do better this time. I'll do better this time. And it starts again. So I deserve it. I deserve what? No. You deserve better than that. You don't deserve that at all. You don't deserve feeling like crap every day. You don't deserve feeling that you're failing as a mom because you don't actually remember putting the kids to bed. You don't deserve that. No, you don't, girl. You don't deserve having a sour stomach all day and feeling like your eyes are hazy and your head is just pounding and you can't really think about that much else until like noon or at least. No. You don't deserve that at all. No, you deserve way better. You deserve way better. And this did not, like, if you haven't taken a break from alcohol yet or like you're just thinking about it, I realize that this explanation is a little much right now. Like, I get that. I didn't walk into this mindset until I had been doing it for about a month. And I was like, I don't deserve that at all. I deserve so much better. I deserve so much better. I don't deserve that at all. I deserve so much better. I deserve clear mornings. I deserve the inner pride that comes when you said no all of last night at that social gathering, and that was tough. I deserve victory sips, which is waking up in the morning and pouring that cup of coffee or that cup of tea or that morning beverage just the way you like it in the solitude of your home because you felt good enough to get up before the kids for once. And you pour that cup and you sit there drinking it, and that's your victory lap. You did it. You stayed alcohol free for one more night. You deserve better. You deserve to wake up and know that you are a badass mom. That if those kids had an emergency as they went to bed at night, you would be able to handle it. If you had to drive them somewhere for help, you could. Man, that feels good. I never thought about that before, but it feels really good. We've had nights where our daughter woke up with croup. I hate when the kids have croup. It's some of the scariest moments as a parent. They can't breathe. They're sort of like straining to breathe and that barking cough. And it's not just for toddlers. My kids get it in their older years too. I think it's in the summer here in Florida. They're outside in the sweltering heat and then coming into the dry, cold AC inside. I don't know. But they get it like once every summer or so. At least someone gets it. Knowing that when my daughter wakes up struggling to breathe, I'm not so passed out that I don't hear her. That I can take her somewhere or use my full, active, good judgment, being alcohol free, and solve the problem. That I don't rush through bedtime because I want to get to the cup on the other side of tucking my kids into bed. I don't deserve that cup of alcohol that's going to make me feel like shit tomorrow. I deserve better. My family deserves better. And I've always said, don't stop drinking for your kids. Don't stop drinking for anyone but you. It won't last. But damn, it feels good. Tucking your kids into bed. Letting the night go slowly because you have nowhere to be but in that moment with them. That feels good. And before you know it, you start thinking about alcohol. It's not, I deserve it. I deserve better. You know what I deserve tonight instead of alcohol? A massage. Watching the sunset totally clear and present. Having sex. pouring a LaCroix, drinking Kratom tea, anything but alcohol, having a dance party with your kids because you are really silly like that, not because you're buzzed, going on a walk as the sun sets with your dog, cuddling your cat. Like, that's what you deserve. Cuddling up into bed and watching Netflix. That sounds really boring, but it's pretty damn fun. Actually getting rest and sleep because you're not waking up at 2 a.m. and then struggling to sleep for the rest of the night because, well, number one, those shaming thoughts are just impossible to escape. And number two, your body's not letting you sleep because it's processing all that poison inside of you. Yeah, you deserve a full night's sleep. You deserve better than what alcohol was bringing to your life. It's not I deserve it. It's I deserve better. And you do. I'm so glad we got to do this today. Listen, everybody knows word of mouth is the best advertising. So if you liked what you heard, follow, share, leave a review. And there's so much more where that came from. Go to shejustglows.com to read words of encouragement and inspiration that you just might need today. There you'll also learn about my work as a life coach and how we can work together. My publications have been viewed more than 4 million times by moms around the world. We have such an amazing community. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and, well, that's all I got right now. I've decided I'm too old for TikTok. Remember, you've got this. You are enough. I'll see you next time. And until then, you glow, girl.